You walk in tired and hungry, one bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors, from fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
An absolutely monumental day on what we will call the DM team on this Thursday, October 2nd, 2025. Donnie Football with you. Chris Muller is across from me. And folks, Andrew Filippone is the man behind the glass.
I can't stop looking at him and laughing. He's got all his Syracuse gear on.
He looks so out of place.
He looks like his skin is like being crawled upon by ants. He just looks in the wrong spot. It's beautiful. I've already gotten a YouTube comment. If today goes well, was yesterday Pony's last show?
All right, take it easy.
A Wally Pip.
Oh, Don, this is what happens. This is why you got to be plugged into sports and make good picks, or else you find yourself where he does right now.
Now, Pony, fortunately, this year he is off to a pretty good start. Now, we still have a long ways to go. We made our picks before the show, as we usually do on Thursdays, and you can check those out on our PM Team podcast page a little bit later on. I'm also a bit compromised right now as well. I have just sent our pal City Limits.
You've got no keyboard situation
down
here.
The hall.
So am I just leading today's show a little bit to start off myself anyway?
I mean, I'm still able. I can still get us through this
first
one here.
Do we think that this was somehow a subtle sabotage here, that he wanted you to feel it a little bit in your first big show chair?
No, I do doubt that Pony came in here during the midday show and, like, messed something up with the keyboard or unplugged it. Now, Thursday is the big day where they have guests. They have Tyler Kennedy for an hour.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if Hoke came in, Chris Hoke, for the full hour today, but when I got in here, the keyboard was just all over the place, so that had me a little bit worried. Had Austin reset the computer. That's not working either. The computer itself is working fine, but the keyboard is just a lost cause, so...
But we got the Matt Clement thing played. We got it, and we're ready. You're off and running now.
Yeah, and we can get to that right now, because that was Matt Clement, former MLB pitcher, a usual guest on this show every single Wednesday, telling us that a Mitch Keller trade is inevitable this offseason for the Pirates. And he's not alone in that sentiment. Noah Hyles, who has a new role now at the Post-Gazette, but he was the Pirates beat reporter all season long. He has had this feeling the entire time as well, going through the season, going up to the trade deadline, through the trade deadline, and now as we are hitting the Pirates offseason, he said that Mitch Keller is the guy that the Pirates will have to move on from. He is their trade chip for the Pirates to move on from in order to collect a comparable bat in return, because the Pirates, of course, with a lack of those in their offense. They just had a historically bad offense under first-year hitting coach Matt Haig, who does still have a job as we sit here right now.
Makes a lot of sense.
What I'm worried about, Chris.
Yeah.
I have a fear that this would be the Pirates' big move, quote-unquote big move, in the offseason. They would make a deal with, I don't know, the Athletics, the Orioles, maybe the Red Sox, maybe Pony's Mets, a team that doesn't have much in terms of starting pitching.
Mm-hmm.
They get back a decent bat, possibly even a good bat, but then that's really the marquee move that they make in the offseason, and they leave us wanting and hoping for more in what we are told could be it, 2026, with the lockout looming in 2027. Do you have those same fears?
I do. I think that's a well-founded concern to have, because we know that there's not going to be a move this offseason where the only downside is player that they acquire doesn't play well, and, well, you spent a bunch of money on that, and you're out all that money because the player isn't living up to the contract. Part of being, a Pirates fan at this point is knowing that to get anything, you're going to have to give something, because there just isn't going to be the stroke of a pen. And here is, just to use Cleveland from yesterday as an example, because we talked about him while Pony was there, rooting for the Tigers, I might add, we found out, which was the least surprising thing ever. They had Jose Ramirez, and he got signed to 7 years, 141, I believe, or 144. There's not going to be a guy that they bring in from the outside. They're not going to sign Bo Bichette. They're not going to do something like that. It's always give to get, and if that's their big move, which I think it probably is, why would anyone, to extend the thought out, trust that Ben Cherington's going to do the right thing and get the right player? So Mitch Keller on Baseball Reference was a 1.5 win player. I think I saw in FanGraphs they had him higher valued. He was like 2.5 wins. Brent Rooker for the Athletics was a 2.5 win player this year on Baseball Reference. I can't imagine the Athletics in a million years giving up a guy who still hits the ball over the fence the way he does, which is the
30 times a
year. Literally the exact kind of bat. I know he's a DH. He's not really going to play the field. I can't imagine them making that move. And it just, when I think about it, Don, I think about the Pirates, because it is so, here's the other thing. It's so out there that they want to move him, or that they intend to move him. Where's the leverage? It feels like they would be trading the dollar bill in this situation and hoping they got 90 good cents back.
That's the other worry, that they have telegraphed this thing and they have seemingly put out, hey, that Mitch is the guy that we need to move. I don't know. Maybe one of those younger pitchers could be somebody that gets put on the move as well. They have an abundance of them.
Yep.
But when it comes to true veteran pieces they have, he's the one.
He's the one.
But I agree with you. Rooker, who is a similar player in terms of war, I would never give him up for a guy that also, we found out yet again, he can't go through a complete good season.
That's the other thing. Yeah, he's a solid pitcher. He is by no means like an upper tier pitcher. I think a good team gets him and they put him in the back half of their rotation. I think maybe a team without any pitching, and let's be honest, the A's pitching this year was horrible, he'd have been probably the best pitcher on their team. Like, by war, he's the second best starter on their team. But Rooker, to me, is a clearly more valuable guy. He played all 162. He hit the ball over the fence 30 times. And that was actually a step down from what he did last year. Here's the other thing. When I sort of consider this, like, they almost can't do it for a DH. They probably do need to do it for a position player. And even if you make the deal, and even if it's like a decent deal, the specter of, from like a fan perspective of, if it's like a younger controllable bat, like a guy who might not be hitting free agency for a couple of years, who's been solid so far, and they're betting big on the guy playing better. It's like kind of like Horwitz, honestly, like where they were saying, okay, mm-hmm. we think he'll become a better hitting first baseman, etc. There's going to be the perception, and understandably so, that they're dumping off whatever Mitch Keller's making, $15 million a year, for probably a player who I'm going to be willing to bet won't cost as much. And so you're going to have added scrutiny put on that deal because of that.
And with the Horwitz thing, that looks so much better. Not that he was a bad player. In fact, he was the only position player that the Pirates had this year that had an OPS plus beyond 100. He was the only above average mm-hmm. offensive player by season's end. But we all know why that looks so good, why that is the Ben Cherington crown jewel, because the guy they dealt is going to get banned from baseball.
Right.
I mean,
right.
Luis Ortiz wasn't having a great year.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Cleveland, but it would look a little less like a slam dunk in the Pirates' favor if the guy was still pitching.
They did
he could be pitching today.
They did the closest thing to a free trade that you can in the end. Like, that deal turned out for them to be the closest thing to you make a trade and it's actually a 1-for-0. You know what I mean? Like, they traded a player who is no longer playing baseball.
Now, they gave up two prospects, but I don't think those players.
I mean, Ben Cherington can put that
stars
in his column, though, as a win. And I think my fear is twofold here, that it is a telegraph thing that everyone assumes they're going to do it, that GMs around baseball that he's got to talk to know he's got to do it, and that they get a player back because of those factors who just, even if it's an okay hitter, is not the quality of player that Pirates fans feel Mitch Keller was going the other way. And then here's the other huge worry. Now, they've had a great track record with pitchers, like not just Keller. Skeens obviously has been as advertised. Mm-hmm. What happens if Keller goes somewhere different in a trade and unlocks whatever the fullest Mitch Keller potential is? There is no second half swoon. There is no, you look up early in the year and he's got a 3.1 ERA. You look up at the end of the year, it's 4.2 or whatever. What if he's just a 3.3 pitcher for somebody? And the guy you get isn't hitting 25 home runs or whatever it is and holding down third base or doing whatever that they would need, being a corner outfielder who's a 3-win player. Uh-oh.
Which is very possible because we've seen things like that burn them in the past. I also think some of that flack would come back on the guy they just fired, who I know wasn't here the entire time for Mitch. But I have seen people, you know, some people that have pushed back at the idea of Oscar Marine didn't deserve to be fired, and they've pointed out the guys that he fell short with. Quinn Priester couldn't figure it out here. Now the guy is...
he's a beast.
Yeah, he was a great pitcher this year for the best team in baseball. Mitch Keller, another one of those guys who has had good half seasons. He either has a good first half or he has a good second half. He has not been able to put it together. I think people would chalk it up to that more than anything, and they would say, well, Oscar Marine screwed him up.
Yeah.
And I'm glad he's gone because Paul Skeens and the rest of the guys can figure it out.
You'd get some people who would do that, but I think you would also just get people, you would get people like just still blaming Cherington. I mean, all of this does happen under the guise of this. I mean, you have to bring this up. I mean, it happens because we know that the most optimistic projection I think we've seen about their payroll is maybe 100 next year. I've heard people say less. I've heard kind of 85 to 100. Thrown out as the general number.
Probably more like 85 to 90, though.
I'm not saying this to defend Ben Cherington, because the Guardians, who don't spend much more money, are a shining example of how when you have better baseball ops and better people making the decisions, you can not spend a ton of money and still find yourself in the playoffs, even if they're a little bit fluky this year. It still does come back to, this is kind of the thing that you are dealt with, or the hand you're dealt as a fan when you're operating under certain constraints that don't ever seem like they're really going to change.
What would the return for you need to, I guess, look like the framework of a return, what the guy could end up doing that doesn't make it disappointing, that makes you satisfied. Even if Keller went out and and pitched, you know, let's just say the same way he normally does.
Okay. So he's like a so he's a pitcher
decent,
who's going to chew up
great.
He's chewing up innings as like a third or a fourth
ERA
starter
is around 4.
Yeah, let's say 3.9 to 4.1 in that range. I got to here's something that's going to surprise you. I don't care if the player that you get back is like a late 20s early 30s guy, because I think you're trading this player and you're trying to get better on offense for the next year, maybe two, which we don't know if it's going to happen because of a potential work stoppage looming, right? It needs to be somebody who's instant impact, who's proven. Like, one thing I cannot abide by, and I think I would put Horwitz into this basket, is, well, it's a guy who's got a little bit of experience here. He's just gotten his feet wet. Horwitz was a rookie last year, and we're projecting him. It's got to be something. No, I say Rooker just as like an example, because Rooker's a similar WAR player, and I think you've got to try to that's the best way you can make these comparisons. It's got to be somebody where I know what I'm getting. Like, base level, I think this guy's going to be about an 800 to 830 OPS player. And I know that's, like, pretty ambitious because
that'd be their best player.
That's like Jose Ramirez this year is, like, an 830 OPS guy. But it has to be somebody who moves the needle. Dude, they had one guy hit 20 home runs this year, and he had a 680 OPS. I was doing baseball reference searches to find out how rare a season is under 700 with 20 home runs. It has to be somebody that can hit the ball over the fence, for one, primarily. And it has to be somebody that isn't going to give away completely at bats. Like, if you gave me, in a trade for Mitch Keller, if your return was, just humor me on this, the Brian Reynolds of even 2022, he hit 27 bombs, he had an 807 OPS, I'd take that.
Absolutely. I would take that in a heartbeat.
That guy was not like some all-star level player. He was a three-win player. I'm using WAR more than I ever have in like any show, but like, you give me 2022 Brian Reynolds equivalent offensive player, I don't even care if he brings a shovel to the field in place of a glove. I don't. Just, I need somebody here who can hit.
I do want to know how our esteemed producer.
Oh, he's in hell over there right now. He got Washington already called in. Jeff in South Park called in.
Are people flooding him?
He's gotten I think Johnny the Barber is claiming that he's calling from burner phones to make Pony answer his calls.
No, I'm putting out very detailed notes. I'm putting in quotes right now. Mulsey's last line. I need someone here who can hit.
Paul in Washington, the subject line.
Doing a thorough job.
It says, hates Mulsey.
Why would you expect anything less from me here? I'm not taking this unseriously.
Oh, no, you're taking it very seriously.
Now, when it comes to this question, Pony, because you guys allow me to sound off on stuff, so I'm going to do the same.
It requires multitasking.
May I ask a question before you do that? Do you want the preference here for me in this situation to chime in with an opinion because we have callers, or do you want me to screen those?
I mean,
no, we asked Donnie to chime in.
I mean,
we asked Donnie to chime
in
knowing that the phones are ringing. Well, the callers have their chance here in 5 minutes. It's Jim in Omaha. We know Jim's going to be on the line.
Stay there, Jim.
But when it, but the
we know what you want to talk about.
The Mitch Keller discussion.
Yes.
What do you want in a return? That's what I would ask you. Like, what's a return? I just said, give me Brian Reynolds from a couple of years ago, like production wise, high 20s home runs, 800 or so OPS. I don't even care if he's good on defense, and that's good for me. What would it be for you if you're trading Keller?
I would love that. I don't think they're getting that. He had a one. Did you say you used? I'm going to write that down too. Mulsey says he used WAR.
More than he ever has
in this segment. More than he has ever before.
Some might argue, no, what is it good for? Absolutely.
I don't think they're getting anything like that. He was a one WAR player last year. He's expensive. He's not cheap for that price. You can go out and get a Jose Quintana to pitch better than that in free agency on a 1 year deal for like $4 or $5 million. I think we're blowing smoke up our asses if we think we're going to get a lot back for Mitch Keller.
I think
they're stuck with him.
Do you think that's their big move that they want to make? Like trading him?
I think their preference is for him to not be on the team next year because of how much money he makes. And I'm going to make this prediction. I think if he gets traded for a good young hitter, they're going to have to pull a Liriano and put prospects on him the same way they did with Liriano to get Drew Hutchison?
Oh my God.
Was it Hutchinson or Hutchison?
I thought it was Hutchison.
It was Drew Hutchison.
Well, that right away no one named Hutchison is going to have a good major league career.
Can you guys tell me who they stapled? Pony, I know you can. Donnie, do you remember the two prospects they stapled on to Liriano to get that deal done?
I want to say Reese McGuire was one.
He was one, and Reese went on to...
And he's still playing.
Yeah.
He's on the Cubs playoff roster right now.
He was known for yanking the ball over the fence, among other things.
Yeah,
Harold.
That's a masturbating reference by Mulsey.
All right,
Harold Ramirez.
I'll turn my mic off now and let you guys talk.
I think there are calls coming in there. Yeah. Anyway, He does have a point there, though. I do think that, like,
we're going to end up disappointed.
I said that earlier, too. The money, I think, is a huge factor here. It is. You can't ignore it.
Should the Pirates trade Mitch Keller? If that is their big move, will that be enough? Are you expecting to be disappointed yet again by Ben Cherington and this front office? 412-928-9370. Get in line. Even if you just want to flood Pony with calls, get in line. 412-928-9370. You can also hit us up at that number. The Fan text line is brought to you by Edgar Snyder and Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. Here is our first Andrew Filippone headline.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.